This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can dial in toll free to join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so feel free to Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
So, is there a civil war happening right now in the United States? Heard anything, Mark?
I heard that November 4th was the day that Antifa was going to shake the very foundations of this fascist regime.
They were planning protests today, and okay. What was happening, apparently, according to people in the media, so take this with a grain of salt, but it's probably not hard to find the evidence for this on social media. Showing how social media allows for people with certain interest groups to easily manipulate the message for their own purposes. Apparently, people on the right had taken the proposal of Antifa or Refuse Fascism. I don't know if it's the same organization or what, but some on the left had proposed at refusefascism.org that they were going to be having protests that were to start today. That would be November 4th, as we're doing a show here today. The protests were expected to start in something like about 18 cities across the United States, mostly on the coasts, but I think there was like Nebraska was in there or something like that. And they were having these protests in order to supposedly remove the Trump regime. Now, they weren't saying they were going to do it by force, because we'd gone through some of their points, and you can see them over at their website.
Right.
But we'd gone through some of that on the air. We can rehash it if necessary. But ultimately, they wanted to kind of do what it almost felt like a rehashing of the Occupy movement. They wanted people to come to the protest and stay at the protest to have a sustained effort, so not just a an afternoon in the sun, but a sustained effort into the wintertime or whatever, where as happened with the previous episode back in 2011.
And they picked Nebraska?
Well, there's probably about 18 different cities. So anyway, you can go to refusefascism.org if you want to see what the full list is. But the idea was to continue protesting day in, day out, every day, until the Trump regime decided that they'd had enough and were going to leave.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
And so somehow that concept got rolled into, this is a civil war! And people on the right wing, like the alt-right maybe, were saying on Facebook, etc., that this is the beginning of a civil war. Keep your kids away from and your families away from these protests. It's all going down on November 4th. And so there was these different perspectives on what was supposed to happen today. And I haven't seen anything about any kind of civil war erupting. We've looked around. We've tried to find, apparently in Los Angeles, for instance, there were, depending on which news report you read, dozens or up to 1,000. And from the pictures I saw, I would say it's closer to the 1,000 rather than closer to the dozens, although you could argue that 1,000 does include dozens.
It does.
But
many dozens.
So depending on, which news report you read and what photos you look at, there were some people that were out there, but the police apparently were there in large numbers and kept the sides separated from one another. So if today was indeed to begin a civil war between people on the left and people on the right, well, let's just say the police state apparently managed to put a stop to that, if indeed that was what was going to happen today. And I suspect that wasn't in the cards.
I guess I wasn't really worried about it happening.
According to Michael Edison Hayden over at Newsweek.com, he's got a decent overview piece here. The afternoon of November 4th arrived in Midtown Manhattan like any other Saturday. Families breezed in and out of shops and restaurants along Fifth Avenue. Couples chatted on benches in Central Park, enjoying the crisp autumn air. You could easily be forgiven for not knowing that a protest billed Friday by Fox News as the Antifa Apocalypse was gathering on the south side of Times Square. the so-called November 4th protests, which took place in cities across the country today, hosted by a national protest group called Refuse Fascism, will likely be remembered more for what they did not look like, more than what they did.
Well, what were they supposed to look like? They didn't look like what, they were present?
Well, I think that Refuse Fascism would have loved for 100,000 people to have come out and join their protests, which we're not there in the United States. I mean, for whatever the issue is, you know, you pick your issue, immigrant rights, anti-war, you know, whatever it is, nobody can muster 100,000 people in any easy way. It's
There's
very
been
rare.
Some marches on Washington, you know, where you like the Million Man March was the first one that I remember.
They might have hit 100,000, but it wasn't a million.
No. But I mean, there have been some marches on Washington where 100,000 people show up. And
pretty rare.
Indeed, and it still
and it
doesn't
never
amount to
anything.
It doesn't amount to anything. And getting a bunch of people together just doesn't amount to much.
Right. So let's see here.
What do you got to do? I'd love to know what has to be done, because what I see
to get people out. You
mean? Yeah, what I see is a city-state, Washington D.C., filled with rapacious liars that are ruling over the entire globe in the fashion that whatever they wish. They take whatever they wish in the form of taxes. They do whatever they wish with it. You basically get choice A and choice B, crap sandwich versus poo sandwich, and they stink. Every year after year, our options stink.
That's true, and I can understand why people are frustrated. And certainly the people who think those options suck are also frustrated. Whether, you know, I think a lot of people don't consider themselves as part of the left or the right, and neither do I. So the idea that there would be a civil war over, you know, a situation that arguably hasn't changed that much as far as nobody's starving in the United States, and if you want to get people out into the streets, then things have to get pretty bad. I mean, if you look at Venezuela, for instance, which we talked about last night, the Venezuelan Bolivar, they're introducing a 100,000 Bolivar note now. This is just months after introducing the 20,000 Bolivar note and the 1,000 Bolivar note. The people there are actually losing weight because they can't get enough food over a year. And
they're
so
having real-life riots.
They're ready to get out there in the streets and do something about it. Americans, fat and happy, entertained, and they get their bread in circuses. But anyway, here's what the far-right conspiracies had morphed the event into. It was a fantasy world, according to them, of unrealistic expectations. And then they link to a few things here. Antifa, they say, was going to start a civil war. Antifa-bred super soldiers were going to behead white people in town squares across the country. These stories were pushed hard by far-right outlets like Alex Jones, InfoWars, and Gateway Pundit, feeding an engine of clickbait to build a mind-blowing but utterly meaningless news story almost entirely out of thin air. In Times Square, by 2:30 in the afternoon today, a half hour after the New York City event was supposed to begin, a little more than... Go ahead, just take a shot in the dark.
24.
This is New York City.
24.
300.
Okay.
300 people in New York City, the most populous city of all of the United States.
Look, the cities are going to be really mad. Cities tend to be more Democrat.
That's nothing.
Democrat-leaning. I
understand. Nothing.
I understand.
Many
300 people could really cause some problems if they wanted to, but these aren't rioters. These are protesters.
That's right. According,
and nobody cares about protesters.
That's true. Nobody really cares. Most people are annoyed by them.
Yeah.
And I know this, having done countless protests myself and having been, you know, yelled at, flipped the bird, and so on and so forth. But I've gotten a lot of positive responses.
Sure,
as well.
Sure. I mean,
some people do care.
If you're standing out, no, well.
But that doesn't change anything. No, nothing matters as far as, like, what these protests
right.
can accomplish.
If somebody shakes
tangibly.
Their fist at you and calls you a stinking liberal or a stupid neocon or whatever it is terminology they use, then so what? If somebody honks their horn and waves at you and says, oh, good job for standing out there in the weather and blah, blah, blah about whatever issue I care about, it still doesn't matter. Protesting
in the long run,
doesn't matter. We don't have a government where your voice matters. Tell me the last time an election was decided by your one vote, and then I will believe that we have a government where your voice matters. If you have freedom, if the state leaves you alone, then you can make a decision in a given area. So, yes, your voice matters in areas where the government says you can make a decision. But those areas are shrinking as time goes by.
That's definitely
somebody
true.
Has decided that you will no longer make decisions regarding your health care.
At the federal level, those areas don't exist. Here in New Hampshire or a local level, then, yeah, there's sometimes still some issues that you can vote on. But federal government, no, you don't get any say. All you get to do is vote on the people. And, of course, they're always scumbag one versus scumbag two. But let's get back into the story here about, you know, these protests. Because while I agree with you generally that long-term protests don't tend to change much if they're small and not sustained, you can certainly see that, like in the Egyptian Spring, was it years ago?
Arab Spring.
There was definitely some changes that came out of those protests. Of course, they also burned buildings down. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to, you can bring up anything you want, although we're talking about the protests that happened today. Whether it was Antifa or not, I don't know. There was a group called Refuse Fascism that had been formed, and they were a relatively new group. They were the ones who were calling for protests around the country today. Some on the right side of the spectrum had called this a civil war and were going out today to respond in preparation for battle, apparently, which doesn't sound like there really was much. We're going to get further into that. Also, do want to let you know about Blink Home Security System. Mark, you got one of these. So do I. How easy was it to install this thing?
Couldn't have taken 10 minutes. It was very easy, even with my router system, which isn't exactly the least complicated in the world. You know, now, whenever something moves in front of the cameras, actually, I just got a notification because I left the cat in.
And she's going to be going off all night then.
Yeah, it probably will be. But she'll usually just settle in, lay down, and then it won't bother you again. But, now I get notifications. Also, I can check in if I want to see what the cat's doing. Right now, I can, in real time, look at what's going on. And, you know, those are, there's another one. Big advantages. of the Blink system.
BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's where you can go to get your Blink system. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one. Go to BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. We're talking about the different protests that happen around the country today. New York City, 300 maybe, according to the estimate, 230, which was a half an hour after the event was supposed to begin. And, of course, obviously some people show up late, so taking the temperature a little bit into the event is a good thing to do, and that's what the author here did at Newsweek. Only about 300 people showed up, according to NYPD officers tasked with securing it. Many of the signs Refuse Fascism had prepared sat stacked against a metal railing. Organizers handed out, so they didn't have enough people
for the signs
to have, you know, to hold all their signs, or at least, you know, many weren't willing to.
Sounds like somebody was good and prepared, though. I mean, it's a good idea to make signs ahead of time and have extra signs for people.
There's no doubt about it. Organizers handed out leaflets about the Revolutionary Communist Party,
an
older radical group with ties to Refuse Fascism. Over 1,000 people had previously committed to going to the November 4th protests on Facebook. Here's a hint. Facebook numbers, as far as people saying they're going to go to something, are wildly inaccurate.
Yeah.
It's frequently the case that the actual turnout is a fraction of the number of people that say they're going to go on Facebook. So you can't use that as an example of like, oh, well, this failed because they only got a third of the people that said they were going to go on Facebook. I mean, the fact that anybody came out at all, good for them. I don't agree with the perspective necessarily of the protesters, not all of it. I mean, I certainly agree with getting rid of Donald Trump, but I also want to get rid of the entire federal government at the same time. And that's not what they're talking about doing here.
I like people that are active. In this whole conversation surrounding politics, it's Antifa is pretty much going to fall on the other side of where I what I believe. Now the other side, in this case, you're talking about Refuse Fascism turns out to be backed by the American
Communist Party, the Revolutionary Communist Party.
Sounds like World War II all over again, where Stalin's fighting Hitler, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm just sitting back here and saying both of them suck.
Yep, exactly. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can tell you more about what happened today. But first, we got Pierre in Vermont listening online. Hello, Pierre. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How you doing, you guys?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, nothing much. It's me again. I changed my name so my wife wouldn't find out.
Okay. I don't know who you are, so go ahead.
Timmy, I called in the other day. Okay. Anyways, these protests is really dangerous, and I don't think that they should be doing them. Because every time I protest, I get my butt kicked. You know, when she tells me to do the dishes, I say, nope, I will not. And she kicks the crap out of me.
Now, are you protesting about the dishes? I'm sorry, you went past that a little too fast for me. It was, you were protesting doing the dishes?
Yeah, anytime I protest anything, I get my butt kicked.
Well, now, let me ask you this question here. Did you actually make the food?
No.
So she made the dinner, and you're protesting doing the dishes?
Well, yeah. Isn't that what you were talking about?
Yeah, I want to know what the basis for that is. I mean, isn't it an expectation, I think a reasonable expectation, that the person who cooks the dinner should not be the person who has to do the dishes? I mean, seems pretty simple.
I don't know. That's the way I like it.
Well, apparently she don't like that, man. It sounds like your relationship might be on the rocks
these
here.
Protesters you're talking about, I think they're playing a dangerous game. Don't you think they'll get their butt kicked too?
No, it doesn't sound
probably
like
not
it.
Not by your wife.
Not in this case. Hey, thanks, Pierre, for the call tonight. It was cute. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It would seem to me that if you're going to eat somebody's delicious cooking, maybe it was terrible. Maybe that's why he was protesting. I don't know. But it would seem like you'd want to offer to do something for that person. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go on here, though. From Newsweek.com and their recap, over 1,000 people had committed to go to the protests on, again, just in New York, on Facebook. And roughly 5,000 had pledged interest, but when all was said and done, burgeoning leftist groups like Democratic Socialists of America, protest mainstays like Industrial Workers of the World, and the masked anarchists that had captured the imagination of people on the far right failed to attend. Roughly 5 Trump supporters showed up to counter the demonstration. So these were the warriors who came out in New York City after having heard that Antifa was going to be starting a civil war. 5 whole Trump supporters were able to muster themselves down to show themselves and let them know they will not be stopped.
What are warriors going to fight with in New York City?
They had signs.
Okay.
Protest signs. 56-year-old Trump supporter Christopher Lehman, who made the trip all the way from Belmar, New Jersey to counter the event, said, quote, "I thought there would be more of them. I thought there'd be more of us, too." Now, if that isn't a telling quote about where we are at today, meaning that, as we were discussing before, the idea of protests in general, Mark, you're a big skeptic. I, having done many protests over the years as a regular activist here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and even prior to that down in Florida, where I grew up doing some, really, in some cases, lone wolf protesting down there.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
You know, I've done a lot, and it can be, in the moment, it can be beneficial as far as like, hey, somebody honks, they're waving, they're smiling, that's good, maybe you're getting the message out. Then, you know, you might actually meet some people. If it's like something like an Occupy where there's actually people there who you don't know, then it can be good for networking. You can meet new people who you hadn't met before. So that's a value, I think, of a protest, is that, you know, making connections. But ultimately, is the government going to change their policy based on the fact that you are out there? Is the court judge going to rule in a different manner because of the fact that you were out there? I would say, in most cases, no, they're not. Although there are exceptions to that rule, right? You go and you look at the Arab Spring. You can see there was definitely some changes that came out of that. Of course, not pro-freedom related changes necessarily, but they changed the heads of state. So change can occur from a sustained protest. And certainly, let's say libertarians getting out and doing jury nullification outreach or a jury nullification protest out in front of a trial like the Ross Ulbricht trial or whatever can have an effect. And it did have an effect in the Ross Ulbricht trial, where the judge threatened everybody and threatened Ross and threatened his family because of the nullification activists. But certainly they could have reached somebody who could have, in theory, done something about, you know, setting somebody free in a courthouse. I'm not saying all protests should be shelved or anything like that. I think there is value in it. But in this case, I don't think Refuse Fascism is going to be able to sustain this one. Doesn't sound like it. It's Free Talk Live.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves where you can take control of your airwaves toll free. Right over here, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition. Ian with you.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. Protests happening in various different cities across the United States. One protest organizer, apparently one of the ones involved in New York City, where only about 300 people turned out, so about like 290 or so people on the protesters' side, and then counter-protesters amounted to about five. So you had the anti-Trump people and then the Trump people. The spokesperson for Refuse Fascism claims this is just the first day. So they're claiming they're going to keep this thing going. So we'll see if this materializes into more or fewer people coming up on day number two, presuming they're talking about doing this day after day after day, as opposed to like one this weekend, one the next weekend. So I'm not sure exactly what they have in mind, but we're going to tell you more about it coming up here. And also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. We got a major Bitcoin-related event coming up within the next week or so. It could be like the beginning of the end of Bitcoin, or it could be a new beginning for Bitcoin. It's going to be very contentious. That is definitely the case, and we're going to keep you in the loop on what's going on with it as it develops here on Free Talk Live. But the best place to go, since this isn't all Bitcoin talk all the time on Free Talk Live, the best place to go to get the latest news about the Bitcoin world is bitcoin.com. They actually have a news site there. You go to news.bitcoin.com and you can access that. They've got other things there as well over at bitcoin.com, including games and a mining pool and just basic information about what Bitcoin is. So check it out over at bitcoin.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we got Joe listening in Alabama to WDNG FM. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Hey. Just wanted to first say I really love you guys' show. You guys do a good job.
Thanks.
And, always enjoy listening to you.
All right. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, two quick things. I know you said kind of talk about what we wanted to, but
yeah.
The first thing is about the Antifa people. And I think you made a good point earlier, like, sometimes it doesn't seem exactly for us to know exactly what they are protesting about. Sometimes it seems that the people who are a part of the Antifa movement or group seem like they're anarchists. They're against capitalism, mostly leftists, socialists.
Well, an anarchist, just to be clear, an anarchist is somebody who is against the state.
Historically, an anarchist is a leftist that wants to skip socialism as a route to communism. So it is a word that is highly undefined
here. Right. Well, I mean, I'm just clarifying. There is a definition to the word. You can go and look it up. There's a definition. Right. What you're saying is it has, Mark, a history behind it of being used to be associated with a bunch of communists. But I know there are a bunch of anarchists out there who do not consider themselves to be communists. So just because one is against the state doesn't necessarily follow that one is also a communist. In fact, I think if you ask the right questions, you'd find out a bunch of the commie anarchists are actually indeed statist communists who want to impose their view on other people by the use of force. And usually the typical method for that in human history has been the creation of and the use of the idea of the state. But anyway, go ahead with your comments.
Right, and I don't mean to bottle. I mean, I have some friends who are anarchists, and they are in no way, of course, together with the Antifa people. But it seems sometimes the same group of people that maybe those people collaborate or join Antifa people.
Yeah. I think it's more accurately defined as these are leftists. I mean, these are people who, there's actual communist and socialist groups who are behind the organization of this march, which is called RefuseFascism.org.
Right, and it seems, in Germany and in Italy and World War II and a lot of other countries, there was fascism. So in my mind, if you're going to be called Antifa or anti-fascist, I keep trying to figure out exactly what they're trying to protest against Donald Trump with, exactly what, and I know they're, quote-unquote, anti-capitalist, and I'm sure Donald Trump is on the totem pole of a capitalist in their eyes, but, It just seems like, I don't want to say I'm with them when they go and protest the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists, because a lot of times they're there when they're rallying, yep, trying to protest them. And they're always, you never can find just a group that is, I want to say, politically neutral and say, hey, we don't agree with you, but, we're okay with you out here doing this. Because it is, I do feel like it's great. We live in a country where, freedom of speech protects the minority, right?
Yeah, and so
protects unpopular speech.
We don't have complete fascism today, right? And so, I agree with the idea of being anti-fascist. I am definitely anti-fascist. I'm also anti-socialist and anti any kind of ist that has to do with forcing your viewpoint on your neighbors without their consent, which is all of those things. So while I might agree with them on some things, I certainly don't agree with some of the tactics that I've seen being used by some of the Antifa, which includes violence, aggressive violence on their part. And so
it also seems that it's self-defense too. It's like they'll say, oh, well, we don't mind violence. And I don't blame someone if they do for self-defense, but it seems like that self-defense is, there's no, set down guidelines of what is self-defense. Hey, if someone comes up to you and says, hey, I don't agree with you, I'm tagging you. There was really no self-defense there.
Right. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And we've definitely seen that happen where, and thanks, by the way, Joe, for the call tonight. We've definitely seen that where, when provoked with nothing but words, some of these the Antifa people have been seen to actually attack somebody physically. And I'm sorry, whatever it is that somebody says to you, that does not give you a right to physically attack somebody. I don't care how offensive it is, unless it's, I'm going to kill you, and they start, you know, going for a weapon.
When you've got college students needing safe spaces because of words, it's natural to, this is a natural progression, right? Like, you know, that one would suggest, therefore, that words are unsafe. And
it's a scary suggestion.
Right? Sure. I suppose the best thing is these Antifa folks are basically anti-weapon. And so, you know, if they, for whatever reason, attack, they should be easy to dispatch.
I don't know if it's across the board that Antifa is anti-weapon. I suspect that...
I said largely.
I heard that they are known for throwing bodily fluids and things like that on people.
Yeah.
That is a biohazard weapon.
If somebody throws a bodily fluid on you, at that point, self-defense comes into play, right?
Yeah, I would say that's the case, but I don't consider that to be not a weapon. I mean, you could talk about using a number two, for instance, is definitely a biohazard.
You're talking about monkeys at that point, right?
That's what we're talking about here. Right, when you've got protesters
out. That's what primates in cages do.
That's what we're talking about here. When you have protests, the alt-right and the Antifa people, as far as I'm concerned, they're just a bunch of shouting monkeys, shouting at one another. And it reminds me of the stupidity and the mindless chanting. For instance, they love to chant. It reminds me of these political events, right? So this is just another political event. It's just that right now there's not an election happening. Because during an election, the same thing happens where, oh, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton's going to go speak somewhere. And so, you know, the Hillary Clinton supporters line up, the Trump supporters line up, and they just start shouting at one another. And they start chanting at one another. And, you know, all they're missing is the flinging poo, which apparently now they have. So we really are there. Going on here, Larry is in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
What's going on, Mark and Ann?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, huh? Look, you know, we talk about not having a government. You know, you got to take the bitter with the sweet. I mean, we need government. You guys always talk against government, so I think that you're not being too smart about that.
But now, what are you saying now? What do we need government for? What are you talking about? You saying
we
need a state?
To keep the whole thing glued together. We need a strong...
What thing? What whole thing?
And state government, because you know what? We are the government.
No.
We are the government.
If you were the government, I've got some things I want to talk to you about.
No, we are the government.
I am confident that I am not the government. I have examined this issue from top to bottom, and I am confident that I am not the government.
Well, yes, you are, because you're part of this combine we have in here in America that's a representative, and you have a representative in your district that you're supposed to keep and make him be obedient to.
Are you drunk? I mean, how could you believe any of this crap at this point, Larry?
I mean, you got nothing else. Even if
after having listened, hold on, I'll bring you back here in a moment. I want you to explain yourself. How is it that you can believe all of that about the government when it's clear and in your face that you can't change the state, that the state isn't holding anything together? It's the marketplace that holds people together, and, you know, the need that we have people help one another in life. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial on in toll free here, and maybe you can explain to us why, as so many people believe, this claim that we're the government. It's you! You guys! All of us! We're part of this thing! Aren't you? Don't you feel so warm and connected when you're.
I learned that in government school.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. So we're going to get back into it with Larry here. He's the one who called in to make that claim. Also, of course, you can bring up anything you want. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. I think it was last night, maybe the night before. Anyway, there was the idea proposed of the Chronic Caller Shrine, or Shrine to Chronic Callers. I think it was your idea, wasn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I think so.
Wednesday night, maybe
at least,
it was.
I appropriated it quicker than the other hosts.
Yeah, and so we came up with the idea of, all right, well, we're too lazy to put up a website page for this, and nobody really cares about websites anymore, so let's put it on the Free Talk Live forum, and it's already taken off. There are already at least three different pictures there of the artist's interpretation, meaning you, the listener, one of our listeners, Leah, actually came up with some really creative interpretive photos, Photoshop kind of things of what she believes that some of our chronic callers might look like.
Right.
And it's really entertaining stuff. Check it out over at forum.freetalklive.com. You actually don't have to be registered to see the thread, but if you do want to participate, the registration is pretty fast. It's easy. It's free, and you just have to post a quick introduction to let people know who you are, and then we'll approve your application within probably 24 hours.
You're much more likely to hear the chronic callers if you listen on
weeknights.
Weeknights.
Right.
Yeah.
Because usually our phones are so busy on Saturday nights, then it's hard for the chronics to get through. But sometimes they do anyway. So if you want to get on the radio with us, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go back to Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, after, I don't know, what, a decade of you listening to the show? Because we've been on Indianapolis.
I've been listening to you since you came on, and I used to call all the time.
I know, we know your voice.
My grandson called in one evening.
I mean, after a decade of listening to this program, because we've been on Indy since before WIBC. WIBC is the station we've been on for the last few years, several years. But before that, we were on a different station.
WXNT, I'm just saying praise the Lord for WIBC.
Yeah, I love WIBC. It's a way better station than other stations off the air as far as talk radio is concerned. But anyway, after many years of listening to the show, the fact that you still cling to the idea that you're part of the government is shocking to me. Why?
Here's what I'm saying. You know, and I'm a colored person, right?
Okay.
Now,
what color?
What I mean, I'm a black person, a Negro.
Okay, all right.
Color, okay. What I'm saying is we are the government, right? That's the way it was intended to be. And maybe it's an illusion, but what that means is we have our representatives. You know, somebody like Mitch McConnell or Nancy Pelosi or one of those. I'm naming people.
How could somebody represent me if they don't even know me?
Okay, in the House of Representatives, they need to know you because the populace needs to have. Hey, listen. Let me make one point.
All right.
They need to have a collective fund. They can fund and pay for people to go to Washington and put a tail on these suckers. We know that they need extra money. We put a tail on them and say, hey, look, and strong arm them. So when they go on to make a vote that's against our Constitution, we need to be right there with them and say, you do it. We're going to dog you when you come back to town.
But it doesn't matter. They're not afraid. They're not afraid.
If you send somebody up there to pin some tails on them, they'll be afraid.
That's right, pin the tail on the donkey. I mean, some of them look like they'd be pushovers. But I'm just saying, we got a good thing going here, but we have to understand. If we can't protest, like now, it's getting harder to protest, because I've been protesting for about 30 years, right? It's harder to do right now.
Why is it harder
now? You can get beat up. You can get beat up.
That never happened 40 years ago? Come on,
well,
man.
I'll tell you, 30 years ago, you knew what you were facing, but now it's more subverted when you go into a meeting to speak, and they don't start putting the deputies on you or beating you until you start saying something they don't like, and there's nothing you can do
about
it. Hold
on, I thought you said you were the government. Now you're saying, are you beating yourself?
I am the government. Yes, it is.
So you're beating yourself. It's like a self-flagellation.
Mark, listen, don't go there on me. But the only reason that happens is we're not attentive enough to keep our government officials obedient to what we want them to do. That's what's happened. I agree with you
100% on that issue, Larry. The difficulty is that we all have jobs. Like, we've got to go to work so we can pay
that's
these politicians' paychecks. And then as we pay their paychecks, they're about mischief. And we don't have time to both deal with their mischief and work to pay their paychecks.
Yes, we do. We can give $1 a month from our paychecks as a collective and hire somebody to do it for us, not to be cheapskates. If some son of a gun's hurt you, setting up there, dumping on you, legislation that's making it hard for you to live, you hire somebody. Go here and deal with him.
Larry, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. It is pie in the sky to believe that these people in Washington, D.C. are going to care about what you think, even if you dog them or put somebody on their tail.
I like the idea of a liberty lobbyist. Daryl, our Thursday and Friday night host. He does this sort of thing in New Hampshire. It'd be really awesome if somebody would take that on in Washington, D.C. I'll give them some money.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I'm sorry. You just go ahead and pour your money down the drain because these people have been watched. They have been, people have been paying attention to their actions for a long time. You know, there's television channels dedicated to allowing you to watch these people. Nobody in their right mind would want to sit there and actually sit through and watch it for the most part. So you would have to hire somebody professional to do that kind of job because it's just that thankless and awful.
No, it's awful.
But ultimately, no matter what happens, no matter the crime that they commit, no matter the exposure that they receive for that criminal act, okay, fine. You end up removing somebody from office. Great. Congratulations. Now who are you going to replace them with? I guarantee you it's going to be a piece of garbage from either the Republican or Democratic Party. There's a 99.99999% chance that it's going to be a terrifying, horrific fascist or socialist scumbag who wants to rule your life. That's all that's going to change is just the person. Nothing significant is going to be changed by you changing out the deck chair on the Titanic in this particular case. So the idea that after decades of this process of, we're going to throw the bums out, not coming up this next election, we're going to throw them out. And then, of course, 96% of the incumbents get reelected.
Right. Everybody wants everybody else's bums thrown out, but they keep voting to keep their bum in.
Let's go to Dave. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Dave.
Hello, hippies. Hey, you know, it's pretty exciting. You heard from our village leftist, Larry. He means well. Down south, they say, bless his little heart. You know, ask him how many times he voted for Obama. Look. I think what he's talking about is sending somebody in there to make sure that the food stamps and the Medicaid, and Social Security keep coming. I would send somebody up there to at least say, look, let us opt out of that illegal garbage at the very least. I would gladly surrender everything that's been taken away from me and stuffed in a, fictitious Social Security account if I didn't have to start paying, if I could quit paying into it for the rest of my life.
How old are you?
I'm like 46, but I could replace what I supposedly have in there in 10 years.
Yeah, I kind of wonder. I'm 46 also, interestingly. And I wonder how I'm going to feel when I'm 56, right? Like, you know, in 4 short years, I can collect the, I don't know, it'll probably be enough to buy the dog food for my pet or something.
A new pair of shoes.
Yeah, you know, something. you'll be able to get it's something, right? And how am I going to feel about that check, that something check?
The problem with American politics is when you ask people, what do you want that person to do, they can't give you a solid answer. I can say, go up there and tell them to abolish Social Security, abolish Medicaid and Medicare, abolish food stamps and the Department of Energy, Education, Housing, and Urban Development.
Everything that's been created since the beginning of the progressive era. Let's just wipe it out.
But it's completely illegal. Those things are just as illegal today as they were when they were created. And people don't want to sacrifice their sacred cows just yet. That's the sad part.
Yeah. People, you know, they're still looking for the handout. They still buy the line. They've been educated in government schools. What do we expect? I mean, this is one of the reasons that I chose to pick up and move to New Hampshire, where I was hoping a bunch of other libertarians would move, and quite a few have, because I just didn't think there was any saving the rest of it, rest of America, unless we could get enough people in one particular place to make a difference.
Well, let's keep talking about it. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. As far as getting people together in one area to make a difference, libertarians are migrating to New Hampshire and have been for many years. You can join that migration if you love liberty, like across the board, if you understand what freedom means. You really ought to check out 101reasonsfilm.com. There's a great hour-long documentary there that actually, I think it's about to celebrate its 3rd anniversary. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves with us.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small. It's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. Buysellmakeoffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.